T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This is you. The All-Pro team at Boston Laser has your answer. Boston Laser has helped thousands of patients get rid of these annoying reading glasses with LASIK. So what are you waiting for? Book a free LASIK evaluation online at bostonlaser.com. Get $1,000 off by signing up for their patient loyalty programs. Boston Laser has locations in Brookline, Medford, Wellesley, and a brand new state-of-the-art laser center in Andover. If it's LASIK, it's Boston Laser.
All right, how are you celebrating America this summer? Fireworks, barbecue, wearing your red, white, and blue? Here's another way you can help rep the U.S. of A. Sleep on a MyPillow. All MyPillows are manufactured right here in America, in Minnesota. So get one for your lake house, the beach, the condo, and the city, wherever you're celebrating the 4th. Sleep proud and sleep well with MyPillow. Premium MyPillows offer form-to-your-body feel, and they stay that way, so no more tossing and turning. You fall asleep and you stay there. It's the best night's sleep I've ever had. And as an American who loves to save money, here's a pro tip. Use promo code WEEI. Get a 2-pack of MyPillows premium pillows, only $69.98. That's only $34.99 per pillow and the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. It's that simple. MyPillow.com. Use the promo code WEEI or 800-933-5516. You're a hardworking American. You deserve a great night's sleep. So go to MyPillow.com or call 800-933-5516. Save on MyPillows with the promo code WEEI.
Welcome to the Kits and Chants, the Roars and Rants. Welcome to soccer's first tournament of the year, the International Champions Cup. We're on July 28th at Gillette Stadium. AC Milan battles Benfica. Grab tickets at Ticketmaster.com today.
Visit the 99 restaurants the day after the Red Sox win, and kids get a free meal from the kids' menu with every adult entree purchased. The 99 Restaurant, the official family restaurant of the Boston Red Sox.
The exclusive home for Red Sox baseball. Sports Radio 93.7 WEEI-FM and HD1 Lawrence Boston, a radio.com sports station.
This hour of Dale and Keith is brought to you by South Coast Chamber, August 1st through the 4th for the Feast of the Blessed Sacrament in New Bedford.
This is the Dale and Keith Show.
And he chased the pitch in the dirt, strike 3, another breaking ball. There's 10 strikeouts for Wojciechowski.
Who? Thought I had really good stuff. That was really hot. I just wish I could have done it under maybe a night game.
Stop! Crime.
Dale Arnold.
Are you baffled as well?
Honestly, I'm not. The NFL talked to Hill. They talked to people on both sides. But the end result of all this was he ended up not being suspended.
Rich Keefe.
Leave a frozen water in your mailbox for your mailman.
Dale and Keefe. Middays.
I have the 10 ways to beat the heat this weekend.
Sticking your underwear in the freezer might be one that
That's first thing I do when I get home, Sam.
I already have 3 pairs in there.
That's got nothing to do with the heat.
I just like the feel.
On the WEEI Sports Radio Network.
So apparently Rich has decided the way to beat the heat this week is to not come in.
Seems to work.
Assuming that the place is air-conditioned and with a newborn in the house. I mean,
I would hope so.
Sure it is. So he's decided, yeah, you know what? You guys go ahead.
Although, with a newborn in the house, sometimes it's good to get out for a couple hours.
Just a little vacation from the vacation. Rich is off all week, taking a little paternity time with his wife and his newborn daughter. Very excited that Andy Hart's able to join us all week, and including we're going to make a little detour down to Gillette later in the week,
which I am all for. Based
I'm
on the traffic,
I'm just curious whether you'll be able to get in or not.
Well, yeah, we'll see if my old ID works.
Your key card still work?
No, it'll just be red every time. No green light every time. It's going to be red. No, I'm looking forward to that, not just because of the obvious that everyone's looking forward to football
season. Start of the football season,
especially with a baseball team that isn't exactly. Division collision. They ran into a brick wall, and who knew the brick wall was the Orioles?
A guy named Wojciechowski. We'll get to baseball in a little bit because Adam Schefter kind of dropped the bomb on us here a few minutes ago.
How come he doesn't have it's a Woj bomb? Schefter doesn't have any, like...
Bomb. He didn't even take full credit. He said sources tell Field Yates and me.
I never understood that either. Who got it?
Yeah,
You guys were in a conversation with one person who told both of you all at once? I think it's a little game they play to lift each other's.
Want to know my Keefspiracy?
Oh, you got a Keefspiracy.
I have a Keefspiracy. My Keefspiracy is, even if Field Yates got the scoop, Adam Schefter's name goes on it.
Yeah, that's kind of how I think it works. Although every once in a while it feels like it goes the other way and they try to promote, you know, in wrestling they, you know, build up or get another guy over. I think they sometimes try to build up a lower level reporter by including his name in a Schefter post, one of those ESPN Nation
Except
regional
Field
guys.
Except Field isn't that anymore, right?
Nope. Field's kind of a TV star.
He's a big deal now. And
yeah.
So I just think that because in the same way, you know, the Woj bomb in basketball, nobody's got a bigger name than Schefter. So
right.
If ESPN's going to tweet it out.
Also brings credibility.
Bazillion right. followers.
And people automatically believe it. They don't question it for a second. So the news is
that Julian Edelman's on the sidelines for 3 weeks. Now, this sort of came out of the blue. And we did know that Julian Edelman had a youth football camp this weekend.
Yes.
Seen some video of him working with the kids out there.
Said he's excited for training camp. Apparently,
yeah.
Apparently not that excited. Well, he'll start in 3 weeks.
So there is a photo attached to the Adam Schefter tweet. And it shows Julian walking with a youngster. Walking and talking with this kid at the football camp, and he's got red gloves on both hands, but clearly under the glove on the left hand, you can see some sort of brace on the left thumb. And apparently, according to Schefter, that's what's going to keep him on the sidelines for 3 weeks.
So,
which always means six.
Well, I mean it my first reaction is, so the one receiver you have,
yeah,
isn't going to be out there now. That's fine. I actually don't think it's a bad thing because more reps.
More reps right. for N'Keal Harry.
Right. Because Brady is prone, even in practice, I've seen it when they do these, you know, 11-on-11 drills on day 5 of training camp. If things aren't working, you can virtually guarantee the next throw is going to Julian Edelman. We're going to get a catch here. We're going to start feeling good because there's nothing worse than an offense moving the ball in training camp practice because the script says you moved the ball, not because you actually completed the pass and moved the ball.
Right.
So I don't think it's a terrible thing if Braxton Berrios is out there getting reps in the slot instead of Julian Edelman. I mean, that may pay off long term. Now, I'm assuming here the presumption is this is just precautionary. You know, if the Super Bowl were tomorrow, Julian Edelman would be on the field catching passes.
I don't even know that.
Well, that's what I'm presuming.
I mean, but
the thumb's still there. They didn't amputate it.
No, they didn't cut anything off. But do you take 3 weeks of precaution?
Yes. Yes. When you have a single receiver and he's 30 whatever years
32,
old.
32, right?
Yeah. I take all the precaution I need. He doesn't need the joint practices. He doesn't need the reps with Tom Brady. I will take every precaution necessary to make sure Julian Edelman is on the field when they open the season because they need him. In case you haven't noticed,
yeah,
there's no one else
important.
To count on.
No, that's sort of it.
And
there's
we
no
are,
Gronkowski.
Right. We tend to exaggerate in sports radio. Oh, the Red Sox got to be buyers. They got to be sellers. You either trade for a closer or you get rid of Mookie.
We don't talk like that.
No, that's Mark James.
Okay.
Unfortunately, I work with him every Saturday.
Gotcha.
It's not always that easy. But in this case, they have one pass catcher. Excuse me. James White. The running backs can
catch
passes.
He's a great pass catcher.
But in terms of tight end and wide receiver, they have one guy you can count on at this point. One guy. And now he has a bad thumb. And I don't know if you know, when you catch a pass, generally they tell you to put your thumbs together, make that little triangle. He's got a bad thumb.
Now, here's the other question I have, because we've seen a lot of footage tweeted and Instagrammed out by both Brady and Edelman.
I saw Brady almost kill his daughter.
Oh, that, too. Jumping
Jesus.
Off a cliff. What are
you
thinking?
Tell you to jump. You gotta, wait. But the worst thing is she didn't commit, and he ended up dragging her.
Dragging her off the cliff.
Jeez.
But back to Edelman for a moment. We'll talk about Brady's daughter never. So back to Edelman for a moment. We've seen a lot of video of these two guys working out and throwing passes and catching passes. And so when did this thumb thing happen?
That's a good question. I don't know in particular. Or you could take a really positive spin on it. Brady's throwing so hard he hurt Edelman's thumb.
Oh, let's not do that.
The old Elway gas and Edelman wasn't ready. Brady's getting stronger and faster as he gets older. Did you see that thing he tweeted out yesterday? The strange cut-up of him throwing the ball in different ways?
Different, yeah.
I didn't really understand it. Was it too artsy for me?
It was way too deep and philosophical for you to grasp.
Yeah, I didn't really get it. Rob Bradford actually sent it to us, was like, should we blog about this? I'm like, blog about what? There's a freaking video there.
I'll say this. Our former producer, Jason Rossi, used to be just adamant that Tom Brady had nothing to do with his Instagram feed. And there have been things lately on the Instagram feed that Tom's not doing.
Yeah,
the whole thing with the running with Alex Guerrero timing him and the smoke and all that. Yeah, he's not doing that.
I won't say he has nothing to do with it, but a lot of people think every comment, every like, every is him. There is no way it's him. He's so busy that he can't take part in OTAs, but he's got time to be on social media 24/7.
Not to.
Well, I would hope he would choose to not be on Instagram and instead be playing with his kids.
Like when he comments on Giselle's post and, you know, te amo and heart. That's Tom Brady.
You sure?
I'm fairly certain.
Bilingual?
It's not, well, he can say te amo.
Not challenging.
Yeah, probably not.
Not 404.
You know, it's probably not some intern who's saying, hey, Giselle, hoo-hoo, I'm going to tweet about her.
Yeah, he's had some interesting ones. Remember that one he had about commenting on a Barstool post about certain things that may or may not be accepted in general everyday social media if you're the star quarterback of the New England Patriots. But anyway, we get back to the story of the day. Unfortunately,
which
could have been positive, by the way, depending on how you spin things over the last 24 hours. So we have Edelman, who's going to miss the first 3 weeks.
The minute you know that out of the blue, one of your primary offensive weapons is suddenly out of nowhere going to miss 3 weeks because he's injured is not a good thing.
Yeah, I'm trying to be positive here. I come from Patriots.com.
Who are you?
Well, you know, I was too negative there. I'm too positive here. No one loves me ever. I never fit in.
Got that right.
I'm a misfit.
Toys.
But last night we had word that was both positive and negative because the players that are previously injured arrive for training camp. The first thing or part of the first thing you do is take a physical.
Right.
Which, by the way, isn't just a physical. It often includes the conditioning run and proving you
are
truly ready.
They get that out of the way right off the bat.
So if you fail your conditioning run, you're not ready to play.
By the way, if you fail your conditioning run after 20 years of Bill Belichick here, you're an idiot.
Maybe you don't test well.
Well,
you get nervous.
If you're not prepared for that, because everybody, the minute a kid got drafted, people started telling him, okay,
they
this is
have.
Coming. This is what, you just be ready.
Maybe the tests are racially biased. You ever think
of
that?
I think so.
I don't think they are either. So the good news is Isaiah Wynn, your second year theoretical left tackle.
Ready to go.
And I say theoretical because we've never really seen him do anything at left tackle at the pro level.
No, we've assumed he's going to be a left tackle.
Because Scar says he can. If Scar says he can,
you know what?
Good enough for me.
That's good enough for me, too.
I'll go all in. But he passes his physical and is not on PUP. Now, the flip side is his Georgia teammate, Sony Michel, your very impressive rookie running back, is on PUP after having a knee procedure this offseason. That's less than ideal. Wise coming off the ankle.
That one doesn't bother me as much as Edelman just because I've known about this one. Edelman has been, Michelle has been unavailable for a while now. We understood this Edelman thing is just sort of, what the heck is this?
Well, the flip side of that is we're starting to see a trend here with Sony Michel. What did he do last training camp? Oh, he took most of it off because of a knee procedure. What did he do midseason? Oh, he missed a couple games because of a knee issue. What did he do this offseason? Oh, he had a knee procedure. Seems to be a little repetitive here.
Now, it's funny because Bill Barnwell wrote about some storylines for the NFL for this upcoming season. And one of his storylines was that this is going to be a breakout season for Sony Michel. And, you know, there's
not off to a great start.
No, but there's some evidence of things. And just as a quick aside, somebody tweeted this out. Tucker Boynton tweeted this out. Career playoff rushing touchdowns. Sony Michel has 6.
Correct.
Le'Veon Bell, Todd Gurley, and Ezekiel Elliott have 7 combined. I mean,
it's a good start.
He has been a very impressive running back.
You could argue he was the
physical
MVP
issues.
Last January of the postseason.
Yes.
The defense was a big part of it, but they opened all of those games essentially just running the football. The Chargers, the Chiefs, they just ran it right down their opponent's throat. Now, I would argue for him to have a second, he needs to be more explosive. Because right now he looks like sort of a workhorse running back. And I think when he was drafted, everybody thought they were getting a little bit more big play, Georgia, thunder and lightning type guy where he's the lightning. He did nothing in the passing game. Didn't really have long runs. It was 6 yards here, 7 yards there.
He did not have a single 40-yard run.
No. And that's what you're looking for if you're really going to be an explosive back. But
you look at Saquon Barkley, it seemed like he had one every week.
Right. And, I mean, that's unfair.
I understand.
That's a Hall of Famer drafted 2 overall in all likelihood. But we also have to look at it a little differently, as I think we assume, in this Patriots offense, you're going to have opportunities for big plays in the running game because everybody's fixated on the passing game and the weapons. And, well, that may not be the case anymore. What weapons? What are the safeties looking at? Safeties might be looking at Sony Michel and saying, I don't have to worry about Gronk or Josh Gordon or in the old days, you know, Randy Moss. There's no one really to stretch the field. So if Michel has a breakout year, he's probably going to have to do it against defenses that are looking to stop him as much as anybody else.
There are a number of storylines from a Patriots perspective. Now, rookies reported yesterday, along with injured players, quarterbacks. They reported yesterday veterans are due in Wednesday, and then we'll be down there for Thursday and Friday for the first couple of workouts.
Did you pass your conditioning run?
Yes.
Could you?
No. Maybe.
You eat better. I'm not sure you're training hard.
Oh, no, I train every day.
But how hard? Just jogging on the treadmill, not good enough.
Oh, no. My trainer will say... We do stuff.
Get your heart interval training. Get your heart rate up.
We do what's called Spartan training, which is if you were preparing for a Spartan race, which I'm not going to, you know, lifting and a bunch of stuff. But anyway, beside the point, no, I can't pass the conditioning test. But all those guys better be prepared for. But there are a number of storylines. I read Ben Volen's piece in the Globe where he talked about going into the beginning of training camp. What are the things he is of a mind, as am I, that at some point between now and the opener, they're going to announce some sort of contract extension for Tom Brady.
Yes, I would be surprised if Brady doesn't have a new contract.
The $27 million cap hit for this year is a bit onerous.
It is. They're not going to be able to shave as much off of that as people think due to the rollover from previous contracts. I'd have to look, but the dead money is still going to be pretty high. You can lower it. I'm not saying you can't at all, but it's not going to be as massive as I think some people hope. I also don't know. Do you need to at this point? They got like four and change cap number. They have money to work through the season with injuries. Who are you going out to get? Who are you adding? What are you going to put cap to use for? That time has passed.
When Rob Gronkowski comes back?
Yeah, I'll take him. That's true, but it's going to be prorated. It'll be less than half a year, and you can fit him under. But no, it would stun me, and there's been a number of these Brady contracts that have come in August. His first one did, I know that. After he won the Super Bowl, it was like you were getting on a plane to go to a road preseason game, and boom, we've announced Tom Brady 4-year extension. I think the last one came in August. And, you know, I've talked about it with you. Anytime we had a report a couple months ago now that Tom and Robert Kraft flew back from California together.
And my assumption was
contract,
they worked out the contract.
Right.
Not necessarily the complete details,
no.
The nuts and bolts. But
not
basically
nuggets,
it was
17B.
We're going to give you a 2-year extension at $50 million or
right.
what you know that sort of.
Does that work? Sure. Okay. Thanks.
I was convinced
chicken or steak.
The minute they landed, the contract was the basic part of the contract was done,
and it may have been.
And that's the one contract that I think Robert Kraft gets involved with.
Yeah, I think that's
there is none other.
There may be a couple others where there's just a question, you know, is this okay or whatever. But I think that's the one where he is sort of the point person. He and Brady are the point people on that. And I think it's both sides, which is interesting. I don't think it's really a Nick Caserio, Bill Belichick contract on the Patriots side. I don't really think it's a Don Yee contract on the Brady side.
I think it's a Brady Kraft contract
that they, which is how it should be probably at this point when you have a
for those two
Hall of Famer, 20-year quarterback. They've been together. They know each other. They work well together. But, yeah, that would stun me. I mean, if you go, I don't know if you'd ever call the GOAT a lame duck, but if he goes into a lame duck year where he's could be a free agent.
There is no way that'll happen.
Wouldn't it be great? I mean, not great for Patriots maybe, but if he became a free agent after the season.
Remember
for a while Tom Curran was pumping that idea that
Brady. Who would
Brady,
go dancing with a 42-year-old?
Yes! That'd be fun. You know, talk about the NBA winning the offseason and you got these mega stars. There's no bigger mega star than Tom Brady. And if he were legitimately a free agent,
would he be considered that at that age? I mean, we know he's the greatest of all time. That's beyond the argument.
Assuming he doesn't hit the Kellerman Cliff this season, then yes. He just won the Super Bowl. He won the MVP a year ago. You're going to tell me he wouldn't be a popular, especially if you can just pay for him? You don't have to trade three first-round picks and pay him.
But you got to pay him a lot.
Right.
$30 million a year for 3 years.
That would be fun. I'd go higher than that. Why not? Go all in. One of these teams, you know how every offseason some team, this team has $98 million in cap space. What better way to spend your cap space than give Tom Brady $45 or $50 million? Go for it. The Rams. That was the one Tom Curran always said. The Rams, as they move into a new stadium. Goff, you're out.
Goff.
Yeah, and they say, Goff, you're out. We saw you in the Super Bowl. You sucked.
The problem is, though, that you're getting rid of the young quarterback for a guy who, in a best-case scenario, is your quarterback for two or three years.
Maybe you just say, Goff, you're the backup for now. Well, you get your job back in a couple of years. And if you're a backup, there's one or two people on the planet that can take your job, and I don't care who you are,
you can't
say anything. Right. If Tom Brady comes in,
but
you're a backup.
Still don't like it. If you've been a starting quarterback in the National Football League and suddenly they say, yeah, well, you're not now.
Good luck. Go complain to somebody. Go complain to your wife or your mom or somebody else, because no one else on the planet gives a rat's ass. Brady is better than you.
If, as I believe, they're going to give Tom Brady a two-year extension, this coming year plus two more,
mm-hmm.
after that, I'm guessing $50 million?
Sure.
And I'm guessing, by the way, it's pretty much all guaranteed.
Oh, yeah. That's where he gets his money. You know, everybody says he takes less, which is true, but it's almost always guaranteed. And anytime he redoes something, he gets more guaranteed. They hand him paycheck after paycheck up front, which I'm not saying he couldn't get more, because he could have gotten a lot more over the years. As I'm saying, he could ask for whatever he wants because he's Tom Brady. If he wants Jared Goff's job, he can get it. If he wants $150 million or $200 million, he can get it. He chooses not to do that, and it works well for the Patriots. But, yeah, something like that. There was a while there, the guys down at Pats fans sort of had the true parameters of the contract and thought it was close to being announced, and it never really came to fruition just yet. But
because they didn't really have.
Well, no. Okay. You don't have to be mean. I was just giving them credit. They had numbers.
You were giving them credit for something that didn't exist.
Okay, so I'm blaming them. I don't know. Okay, credit, blame, right. It's a fine line. Sheesh.
So what did they say it was? What was
in that range?
Like two for 50.
Two for 50, and they had the guaranteed and what basically the cap numbers would be moving forward. It's all fine. Why are we looking so far forward? We should be looking at Thursday. Will Tom Brady be there?
I think he's there now.
Yes, I know, but I'm just saying when we see him, we'll see a red jersey with number 12
on. Yeah,
we won't see an 11.
No.
But we will see 12 throwing to 50, who is your star first-round receiver.
Weird for Nikhil a while,
Harry.
But...
You know, to me, there's a lot of interest. That's the number one storyline, the passing game. Where is it? What is it? How does it come? How do they score points? Because we're spoiled around here. You know, we even complain a little bit about Super Bowls when you win 13-3. Wow, where was the offense? You know, we lost a year earlier, but we put up 500 yards, points. You know, you're spoiled. This is a team that regularly rolls out of bed, and they're going to be a top five scoring offense and score 30 points. If there's one storyline that we're going to be looking at starting Thursday, how do you get to that? Where do those points come from? How does Josh McDaniels say, okay, these are my chicken you-know-what, and I'm going to make some good chicken salad? Because wide receiver, question mark, correct?
Especially now. Especially today, more
correct.
Than we thought.
Tight end, question mark.
Well, total question mark.
Left tackle.
With Ben Watson sidelined for the
still
first
a question
four.
Mark.
And even if Ben Watson wasn't suspended,
right.
You'd be saying, come on, he's
38, 39, whatever he is.
And I love the guy, but, you know, at his age.
It is what it is.
He's had a couple of very successful years with Drew Brees
right.
in New Orleans.
Right. But I'm not sure you lean on him and say he's a focal point of our passing game like you would say Gronk.
Matt LaCoste and Ryan Izzo.
Matt LaCoste, I'm buying on.
Really?
We don't need to do a whole segment on Matt LaCoste, but I thought he looked good this spring. And he's going to get chances. Somebody's got to catch passes from the position. You can't have no catches from the tight end position
in the NFL.
I think
they're going to de-emphasize the tight end position, though.
Well, they have to.
Right.
Because, you know, you don't have one you can put out there, never mind two. You know, they've been a two tight end team for a long time, or portions of a long period of time here. You don't have that right now. Maybe if LaCoste is good in the first month and then you get Watson back in October, you can trend in that direction. But the issue with that is they don't have the receivers either. Who are you putting out there for receiver?
One of the
Braxton Berrios?
Well, he was one of the storylines of the offseason, how
sure.
much time he's been here.
Sure.
How much, you know, he has looked at it intelligently and realized, hey, there's a real opportunity here.
And he was getting reps with the top group, or, you know, reps where he's on the field with Edelman and Harry and some of these guys. But that doesn't mean they can play. That doesn't mean they're ready to go out there on Sundays and be the focal point of the offense. They have a single guy who can catch passes with regularity, and that's Julian Edelman.
And he's
everyone
now
else
sidelined
right.
for at least 3 weeks.
Well, you're negative. You're like doubling it in your mind.
Larry Lucchino,
if they tell you three, it's six.
Well, Larry Lucchino once said on this radio station when he was, you know, running the Red Sox, he said, whatever the doctors tell you is the injury time, he said, I always just double it because it's never what they say it is.
Kind of like when I drop my car off at the mechanic.
Just
assume
that.
It's 1,000. If it comes in at like 580,
you're like,
was a good deal.
So happy.
Right. 6 weeks from now, that's September. Correct?
I know. That's my point.
Wow, now you got me being negative. Now I don't know why we doubled it, why we can't just say it's 3 weeks and it's precautionary.
So you're, yeah.
Take them at their word.
Wait a minute. You're buying precautionary?
Yes.
I'm not.
because he's been catching passes from Tom Brady in the backyard up until recently.
I'm telling you, Brady threw too hard.
He injured something.
If Brady threw too hard, just a bone bruise. A little bit of bone bruise or something.
You don't need a brace for a bone bruise.
Okay, hyperextended. He threw it too hard.
Keep going.
Back.
You'll try to think up something.
You know how the catcher catches it on the thumb sometimes and bends it back?
Sure.
Sometimes it rips and breaks. Hopefully this wasn't that
okay. So much for your foray into Mr. Positivity.
Hopefully under that glove it doesn't look like what Brady's looked like when he had the Rex Burkhead practice mishap and bones were popping out and blood was squirting in all directions.
For those of you joining us for a late breakfast, that's...
Well, you're the one who's got Edelman missing like the first 2 weeks of the regular season.
I'm just saying it could
happen. Schefter said 3 weeks. Yates and Schefter. Should I believe them or should I believe you?
Oh, them, obviously.
Okay, so
except these things never seem to work that way.
It'll be fine.
I'm sure that's what they're saying.
Sunday night opener, Julian Edelman will be there. He will catch the first pass of the season. You heard it here first. 617-779.
We'll have a pool going. 617-779-7937. We'll get to the calls with you guys as the start of training camp technically is today. Rookies reported yesterday, but they're there today. Veterans report on Wednesday. And all of a sudden, out of the blue, we find out that Julian Edelman, he might be there, but he won't be doing anything.
So he could start on, I guess he passed his physical? What are we doing here? That's the other weird thing here.
Has he had it yet?
If he's hurt, he should have shown up yesterday with all the other hurt guys. So he's not starting on PUP?
Well, wasn't his football camp for his kids, wasn't that yesterday too?
No.
Was it Saturday?
Was Saturday, yeah.
Okay.
I think that was Saturday.
617-779-7937. We'll talk about that and more. And yes, we will get to the Red Sox.
Ooh.
We got a bunch of other stuff we're going to talk about, including, and you'll have to explain this to me, because you talked about joint practices and preseason games.
Yep.
And I always had this vision of preseason meaning something, which is basically, let's get our work in. Nobody get hurt. Let's not go nuts here. And then I went to a preseason soccer match at Fenway yesterday and saw this guy take somebody out. We'll add that into the mix.
The friendly wasn't so?
It wasn't friendly for two of them anyway. We'll get to all. By the way, coaches reportedly, the Liverpool coach went to the Sevilla coach at halftime and said, let's chill it a little bit, okay? Let's calm things down. And then in the second half, he gets his guy taken out.
Said, chill this.
Yeah, chill this, bad
easy,
boy.
Easy.
Yeah, I know. 617-779-7937. We'll get into the calls with you guys in just a couple of minutes after trending now.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hit us up on Twitter at Dale Keefe, WEEI. Now more of Dale Arnold and Rich Keefe on the WEEI Sports Radio Network.
(617) 779-7937 is the telephone number as we start talking football in the beginning of training camp and what's going on around the National Football League. I thought Alex Reamer did a real nice job on the piece he wrote over the weekend about the 11-minute tape, the audio tape with Tyreek Hill and his then-fiancé, Crystal Espinal. I thought he did a nice job because we interviewed Ian Rappaport on Friday. And Ian said, you know, everybody's taking the snippet. You know, you need to be afraid of me too, blank.
Right.
And he said, you know, if you listen to the whole 11-minute tape, it puts a little more perspective on it. And Alex, to his credit, listened to the whole thing, wrote a lengthy transcript of what was on there. I don't think it's quite as dramatic as Ian made it sound. Like when you listen to the whole 11 minutes, you don't go, oh, okay, well, now I see right. why.
He's a good guy.
Yeah, no, he's not a good guy. He's a bad guy.
He's a bad guy.
Now, by the way, she's not so good either.
No, and that's what I would say. If you listen to the tape, the actual current incident in question, for which he has not been suspended by the league, to me, you had the smoking gun. When he threatens her, and with Jimmy Smith, the cornerback for the Ravens a year ago, was essentially suspended 4 games for threatening. You have that on tape. So to me, he should be suspended. Where the water gets a little muddy to me is the overall Tyreek Hill relationship with this woman, fiance, mother of his children. When he brings up, and I want people to remember, she is recording him, right? He doesn't know he's being recorded.
Right.
So if you...
So it is unedited. It is...
Right.
It
but
is
she
raw and
is
real.
In control.
Yes.
She knows whatever I say is on tape. So she comes from a position of power, right? She's up on the hill looking down upon him. She has the position of power.
Which is why that sort of thing is illegal in most
In a
places.
Lot of places. Correct. But when he goes back and starts to rehash the 2014 in history and says, you know, you know that didn't happen the way... That's honest, right? Or
right.
his perception
his
of
perception,
being honest.
Right.
And that made me think, okay, because forever I thought he was a horrific human being.
Oh, he is.
Did one of the worst things, allegedly, that you could do. To me, punching a pregnant woman, your child, in the stomach, any child, really, but your child.
Right, right.
That's about as abhorrent as, I can't even fathom that. But now he's saying, like, that didn't happen. You know, in here he says, I picked you up and put you out. Did I hit you? Did I hit you? Did I hit you? And she won't answer. Again, she knows it's being recorded. She won't answer. So I actually think, big picture, it muddies the water on what Tyreek Hill is and what this toxic relationship is, because they both have issues here, right? There's clearly a relationship that neither should be in. It's not going to end well if they continue to interact on any level. But in the here and now, he threatened her. And you said a year ago that threatening a fiance, threatening a girlfriend is a 4-game suspension. Right? You set the precedent, as they would say in the legal world. And then now, nothing? Is he too good a player? Too notable a player? You don't want a black eye on the league with one of its superstar players out for the first 4 games? Oh, wait, you did that with Brady. Totally different thing, by the way. But
yeah, totally benign compared to this.
But integrity of the game, sell me that's different than off field.
If you're suggesting, and you're not, I'm saying, if in general you're saying, well, if he let air out of footballs, that's on a par with punching
right.
your pregnant
no.
girlfriend in the stomach.
Right. So the issue
or
is he
threatening
should,
your...
He should be suspended.
Yes.
Using their own logic, their own precedent from a year ago. And by the way, not 5 years ago, not 10 years ago. A year ago. So like 12 months ago. So it seems like pretty fresh evidence and that your precedent was set. So I can't understand how he is not suspended. And I said this with Mark over the weekend. I think what's really going to piss people off, he's soon to be a free agent. He's going to be a free agent at the end of the year. You know what that means? There is a big money contract extension
and
coming.
Somebody's going to give it to him.
Oh, it's going to be the Chiefs. I think the Chiefs are emboldened here by the NFL not suspending him, by the tape coming out, and people like me saying, oh, well, maybe that first incident didn't happen the way I thought it did. Maybe he didn't do the things we previously presumed him to do. I don't know, because he pled guilty to them, by the way.
Yeah.
But maybe it didn't go down that way. I think the Chiefs are using this as an out. See, this is why we drafted the guy. It wasn't as clear as you people thought at the time, and now we're going to give him $80 million.
Boy, are they and the NFL taking a huge chance that this Nimrod doesn't do something
right.
again.
Except he's a freak. And that's why people will take a chance, because he's
a literal
freak.
But his history will tell you he will do something again.
Well, I would argue... And what I'm arguing for is get the hell away from this woman. And woman, get the hell away from him.
Well, that's pretty
I know
obvious.
You have children.
Which,
figure that
which
out.
The court is now deciding what's
right.
the best for these.
But, you know, don't be in a room alone together. Don't do anything together. Because guess what? You're horrific for each other. It sounds like you're horrific for your children. Where we're openly admitting, or he's sort of admitting that, you know, you hold your hands open and punch a 3-year-old in the chest.
In the chest.
Which... I'm sorry, the Adrian Peterson thing, the Tony Dungy school of punishment, I can't find anybody who thinks that's okay, that is, you know, teaching your child a lesson, open your arms and I'll punch you in the chest.
And isn't it kind of a simple question? I mean, ultimately what it comes down to for me is a simple question. How does arm get broke?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, maybe that came some other way.
They haven't given an explanation.
No, and she wouldn't talk to the league, which also, by the way, makes her look... And she also in the video says, you know, I rode for you with that detective. And then
right.
he says, you didn't ride for me back in 14, whatever. They go back and forth on that. But it doesn't help her side if she refuses to meet with investigators, in my opinion. And just be honest. So you were willing to tape and you were willing to have portions of a tape come out that you basically controlled the message in. But now you won't speak with investigators. Something doesn't quite add up there. She has plenty of skeletons
in
her closet.
I got no truck with this woman either.
No.
But ultimately, I just want to know a simple question.
Right.
How'd this 3-year-old's arm get broken?
And I don't believe, maybe I've missed this, they've even posed an option. You know, he fell off his swing. He was doing the thing. He wanted to go high
fell out
and
of a
jump.
Tree.
Right,
I mean,
like,
whatever.
Give me something. Give me a lie. I don't have to believe it, but you can at least give me a lie. Because we all know the authorities immediately jump to abuse. You take a kid to the emergency room, they're asking, where'd this bruise come from? How did this happen? Can you explain this? Blah, blah, blah. That's automatic. Not just with Tyreek Hill, not just if you have a history of child abuse or anything. That's automatic when you take a child to the emergency room.
And should be.
Yes. And it's also okay for the parent to be uncomfortable and say, well, he fell out of the tree. He was in his tree house and he tried to swing on the rope. The rope let go. He broke his arm. Because that happens.
By the way, every time you take a little kid to the emergency room, I've done it. You've probably done it.
Oh, yeah.
My son had 2 broken arms. Suffered in a rollerblading accident where he went down and broke both of his arms. I'm in the emergency room.
Sweating? Thinking.
They're taking him to X-ray, and I'm thinking, what must they think?
Right.
What are they thinking? Especially when they come out of the X-ray room, and I kind of mouth to the X-ray technician, broken, and he holds up 2 fingers and goes, both. And I just, oh, my God, what are they thinking?
I'm going to jail.
Yeah. I mean, it's what you think. And right. Anybody who's had kids has had to be in an emergency room at some point or another.
And it's not just the actual injury you worry about, at least in my case. Like, so you take, my son hit a golf ball, hit my daughter right in the eyebrow. But then you're wondering, well, does she have a bruise on her arm? And, you know, a normal bruise because she... Whatever, again,
she
fell out
kid.
Of a tree or whatever. Because then you're thinking, oh, and she's got that bruise on her leg where the soccer ball, and you're like, I'm going, this is painting an ugly, ugly picture. But it's also an ugly, ugly situation when it comes to Tyreek Hill. We know that.
Would the cynics say, no, I'll word it differently. This cynic is saying, the Chiefs are probably the best bet to knock off the Patriots. How badly do I want to punish them?
Yes. I mean, I think that's part of it. I do think, unfortunately, that comes into play. You know, I even posed the idea the other day to my friend Mark James that are the Chiefs being given credit for cutting ties so quickly with Kareem Hunt?
Although they claim it was because he lied.
Right. Well, they can claim whatever they want.
No, I know.
Is the league somehow giving them credit? Okay, you were harsh and you were clear and decisive with Kareem Hunt. So with a better player, we're going to give you the benefit of the doubt. We won't hurt you as much as we may have had you handled that differently. I also would argue he's a better player. They want him on the field. He's one of the truly unique stars of this league, whether you like it or not. He is the Gronk, right?
He's that good.
Name the second best person who plays like he. You can't. You know, you listen to Devin McCourty when they play him, fastest guy on the field. He's the fastest guy I've seen. He's just a unique weapon. And how much benefit of the doubt is he being given because of his ability to run a 4.240 or whatever the hell it is?
Because when you heard the audio of him saying, you need to be afraid of me too.
Yes.
Everybody said the same thing. He's threatening her.
Yep.
And the NFL just, nothing to see here.
Yeah, that's the one part I can't get over. Like,
it's okay to say Roger Goodell wants him to be on the field.
Something smells funny here. Something smells funny. It does. I always go back to, it's very simple, the sniff test. If something doesn't seem quite right, it usually isn't.
It isn't right.
This doesn't seem quite right. We have all heard it. You can parse the other 11 minutes and this is unfair and he didn't know what was being recorded and she did and this and history and all that. He threatens her, right? Is there any other way to read that?
No.
To take that, to hear that?
He threatened her. I heard a caller yesterday with Reamer and Wiggy and Bradford. I heard a caller basically defending, you know, Tyreek Hill. Well, you know, it could have been different than what you think. And it's like the only person I've heard even try that. NFL reporters nationally, unequivocally have said, there's something wrong here.
Yeah.
He gets nothing.
And it's that comment tied into the Jimmy Smith suspension. It's just clear and obvious, right? 2 dots. Connect them. Last August, Jimmy Smith suspended 4 games, threatening his fiance girlfriend.
Okay, pretty simple, doesn't
it? A year later, Tyreek Hill. You have the audio. Everyone's heard it. Whether it was in the first snippet, remember it was sort of released in parts and kind of painted it in 2 different pictures. I don't care. I need you to tell me why what I think I hear is not him threatening a woman. Because I'd also tie in here, in terms of domestic violence, and we've seen it here with the Jared Remy case, and these other, they escalate, and they continue.
Which is why I say this, hoping I'm wrong, I expect something else to happen with this guy.
I kind of do, too. And remember, this is a Kansas City Chiefs organization that dealt with the Javon Belcher incident as well. There's a lot of layers to this that make you wonder, how much more harm than good are you doing right now? You've emboldened, potentially, whether he's an abuser or not, he has threatened her. So now you've emboldened him because he threatened her
and
faced no punishment. What can he get away with next? Because he runs a 4-2 and is one of the more dynamic athletes on an NFL field.
617-779-7937 is the telephone number. We kind of have this complex about Roger Goodell in the NFL anyway, and for good reason. We sort of feel persecuted by the National Football League. But if you're a Patriots fan, you look at this and say, well, that's the team they want to knock off Brady.
Well, they're the flashy new team, right? Patrick Mahomes, you got your MVP quarterback. Everybody loves him. It's not like you're putting Tyreek Hill as just the poster boy. You have the nice quarterback that I've yet to hear a bad thing about. Maybe down the road there'll be something, but you got him, but you want to make sure he has his weapons, Kelce and Hill. We already took Hunt away. We can't be unfair and take too many weapons away. That's our next big thing. That's our Super Bowl contender. Kind of feels that way.
It does. 617-779-7937. Andy Hart's in the house. Rich is on vacation this week. Dale and Keefe, Sports Radio, WEEI.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
It's Middays with Dale and Keith on the WEEI Sports Radio Network.
Six 617-779-7937 is the telephone number. Andy Hart is in for Rich this week. Let's get to the calls with you guys. John is in Florence. Hey, John, how are you?
I'm good, but I just don't understand. I mean, I speak English. I've lived here my whole life. He said she should be scared of him. That doesn't sound like a threat to me. That sounds like she should be scared of him. Maybe he's going to take away the child. Maybe he's going to sue her for child support. I'm sure she doesn't have a job. So, I mean, what should she do?
Well, except his response was in retort to her saying, your son is afraid of you.
Physically
afraid of you.
So he said she needs to be scared of him. But like I said, that's not a threat. What did he threaten? To break her arm?
Wait, if someone said that to your mother, your daughter, your wife, you wouldn't consider that a threat? You need to be afraid of me too, bleep.
Nope, words don't hurt.
No.
You see,
no one said
all threats are words. He didn't hit her. No one is saying in this instance he hit her. He threatened
her. You're saying he threatened her. What's the threat?
You need to fear me physically, just like our son fears me physically.
He didn't say fear me physically. He said you need to be scared of me. That's the exact words. Well, you need to be scared
of me. John, tell me what you think he meant.
I think he meant she should be scared of him because he's going to get her in trouble for breaking the kid's arm, which is what he said, too. He said she broke his arm. That's why there's a conflict, and the police can't decide what happened either way.
But the comment came into relation to the son fearing the father physically, Hill.
Her words were that he feared him physically.
And he did not dispute it. He did not dispute it. Wait, he did not dispute it. He added to it and said, not only should he, you should too, bleep.
Do you think he would have responded differently if he'd known he'd been being recorded?
No question. Less honestly. Do you think he'd be more or less honest if he knew he was being recorded? Because I think he was very honest because he didn't know he was being recorded.
I think he'd be about as honest as he could be, like I said.
Oh, you're so. Why are you so in his pocket? Do you have a Tyreek Hill jersey?
I don't even like the Chiefs either, but like I said, he wouldn't have said those words and being, I would say he was being a little bit, not that he should have been, but a little short with her and being a little bit abrasive with her.
Threatening is the word you're looking for.
He would have said if he knew he was being recorded.
It wasn't short. It wasn't abrasive. The word you're looking for is threatening. That's how he came off.
No, he wasn't
threatening.
Being threatening at all.
I have no. We're just going to have to agree to disagree because I think if anyone ever said that to my wife, my daughter, or my mother, I would be pissed because they are threatening them.
Here's what he said exactly to Crystal Espinal.
He is terrified of you, and you say that he respects you, but it's not respect. It's terrified. He is terrified of you.
You need to be terrified of me, too. No.
stop. You need to be terrified of me, too. Not scared of me, terrified of me.
I don't understand this whole, he means, you know, custody or lawsuit. Like, that's a threatening comment. I literally can't envision it any other way.
And I understand that the words don't hurt her. I understand
obviously,
that.
Obviously, that's what a threat is.
Right.
That's the definition of a threat.
But it is still a threat. It is, like you said, it got a guy suspended last year.
Right.
For a threat.
And this whole indication that he would have been more honest if he had known he was being recorded? No. I think he was honest here. I think he's saying, you need to fear me. You need to be terrified of me. I think he was quite honest. I think generally when we don't know we're being recorded,
that's
we don't
when
know
you're honest.
Is when you're, you know, that whole thing, who are you when you don't know that anyone's paying attention? Well, he thinks it's just a conversation between him and the woman that he has a volatile relationship with. Unfortunately for him, there was an 11-minute recording of it.
And
thanks
she's
to her.
Saying he's terrified of you, meaning right. the son. And he said, you need to be terrified of me too,
now,
bleep.
I mean, I guess if you want to equate, you know, the old thing, would you rather be respected or feared? Clearly, Tyreek Hill goes down the road of he'd rather be feared by by his female acquaintances, whatever. He goes down that road, but he wants these people to be terrified of him. He wants to be in a position of authority, and to me, that is as clear a threat as you could ever get.
617-779-7937, but we found somebody who said nothing
always.
To see here.
It's the beauty of talk radio, though. You always can find somebody for the counterpoint, the counter-argument.
That's good.
I love it.
617-779-7937, Dale and Keefe, Sports Radio, WEEI.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.